This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In Australia, the state of Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. Victoria State's Premier Daniel Andrews says the move is to shut down the virus and is critical, adding, quote, "We've got to err on the side of doing everything we possibly can to drive these case numbers down, so at the end of the six-week period, we're not having to contemplate what further steps we might have to take," end quote. Measures include an overnight curfew starting at 8 p.m. The White House coronavirus advisor Deborah Birx warns the U.S. has entered a, quote, new phase, end quote, of the pandemic as it's becoming, quote, extraordinarily widespread, end quote, in rural areas in addition to big cities. She said the virus in August is not what it looked like in March and April, when only large cities and heavily populated states were reporting cases. White House officials and top congressional Democrats will resume their discussions about a new coronavirus relief package Monday. The talks come days after the expiration of $600 a week in federal unemployment benefits that were part of an earlier coronavirus aid effort. The two sides remain far apart on the size of an overall coronavirus assistance package, with Democrats calling for $3 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Russia said Monday it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out, quote, several million, end quote, doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes, and one prepared at the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development. At this hour, more than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. This is VOA News.